America is the land where dreams can come true for all of us.
I announced today that I'm forming a presidential exploratory committee. I'm not just starting a campaign, though. I'm beginning a conversation.
I was just your average hockey mom and signed up for the PTA.
Last night, the people of Iowa spoke with a very clear voice, and so I have decided to stand aside.
Women candidates, they're down through history. That's recent history. I'm sure you folks out there can name some more. How about Shirley Chisholm, huh? Victoria Woodhull, ran for president back in the 1800s. From Iowa and Bachman, though, to fast forward here, to where exactly? Bachman, Michelle Bachman, who withdrew from the race yesterday, had her own problems as a campaigner, but she also faced an uphill battle as a woman candidate in Iowa, a state traditionally unfriendly to female candidates, including Hillary Clinton, whose voice you heard there a moment ago, who lost in 2008, as we've referred to. Both the way the primary contests work in the United States and how the parties select their candidates works against women. We're back to an all-male field in 2012. With us here in the studio to help answer the question of is this a setback or does a path still exist? In a sense, is the lack of focus on female candidates some sort of a positive here? Tiffany Dufu is president of the nonpartisan White House Project, an organization committed to getting more women into leadership, politics, and business. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Just off the top of your head, Michelle Bachman pulls out, you go, I'm sad, or maybe there's a silver lining here somewhere.
Well, there's both. It certainly is a setback in the sense that we simply need more women in politics, more women in business. I really cannot wait for a future in which the conversation about the only woman anything is so yesterday. And we've had males pull out of the race, but because there were more men in, then it wasn't a setback.
But Shirley Kennedy, who was a guest a moment ago, is a Tea Party member, really took issue with our other guest earlier this hour who said that America is not ready for a woman. And Shirley Kennedy noted that there was no discussion in this Iowa campaign about Michelle Bachman being a woman, and that Hillary Clinton, if she accomplished anything in 2008, maybe pushed that sort of discourse forward. What do you think?
That's the silver lining in this, is that it's less remarkable, right? Hillary Clinton made the whole concept of a woman being president that much more viable. And so absolutely, the more that we can normalize that conversation and that issue, the better off we all are.
It's Tiffany Dufu here in the studio. And we go back to, once again, Diane Bystrom, director of the Center for Women in Politics at Iowa State University, on the line from Ames. Good morning once again, Diane.
Good morning.
So what do you think of what Tiffany is saying there? Silver lining and also a setback if we think of Michelle Bachman as now being out of the race and it's an all-male field once again.
Well, I do think what Tiffany said is true. I think if you look, you know, research-wise, every time a woman runs, I think it pushes the door open a little bit further for the next woman. And certainly Hillary Clinton in 2008, had a remarkable run that year. You know, also, you have to think back. I mean, you know, I study media coverage of women and the ones that run for president. The only one that we've been able to study really started with Elizabeth Dole back in 1999 because women simply weren't in the race long enough to study. And so Elizabeth Dole ran for about 8 months before she dropped out. Hillary Clinton, again, ran, you know, for more than a year. And then, you know, this year we had Michelle Bachman and, again, was in the race about, you know, 8 or 9 months.
And yet in America, the discourse always seems to surround a question of wackiness, credibility. There's issues of appearance, and I'm thinking of the movie that's out now about Maggie Thatcher in Britain. There's a cultural issue here. It seems to me Maggie Thatcher could not be elected in the United States, even though she was a credible confidant of George H.W. Bush when he was president of the United States. What's going on there, Tiffany?
Oh, wow. Well, Diane certainly is an expert on this, women in the media. But, you know, our popular culture's notion of what a woman leader is and what she should be is clearly, as you just demonstrated, a bit warped. And so part of it is really shifting the American consciousness around what a woman looks like in leadership so that we can be more prepared for it. But that's precisely why we need more women in leadership, because
right.
The more that are there,
bigger sample.
More, that's right.
Bigger sample.
That's right.
Diane Bystrom, use some historical figures to sort of bolster the question there is actually a big sample set if you look deeply into history, even though in American popular culture there isn't a sense that women are credible political leaders on the national stage in the United States. Diane?
Well, actually, there's been a lot of, you know, progress for women running at what we would call lower level races, certainly for Congress, even though we still have a pretty low percentage compared to other democracies of women in our government. But I do think one positive thing, and it kind of bounces off what Tiffany just said, is that, you know, we've had three women Secretary of State, and so now it's because we've had three strong women in that role, starting with Madeleine Albright, then Condoleezza Rice, and then certainly Hillary Clinton. It used to be that women didn't serve as Secretary of State. It was a prop, you know, against our popular notion in these states about, you know, who should be Secretary of State, and we always were looking for a strong male figure. But with those three women, now it's very acceptable for women to be in that role, and so I think we need the same kind of, you know, cultural push with other offices such as the presidency and vice presidency.
You know, that's a fascinating point, Diane Bystrom, and let's put that to Tiffany, because on the Secretary of State question, not only do we have a succession of very powerful women Secretary of States, they also resurrected a position that was weakened profoundly under Colin Powell, a man, and by I should say, a four-star general.
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that what's incredible is that you have children, right, who are observing and viewing this and really thinking about their own roles and their notions of what they could possibly be, and the expectation is changing. I also think that part of a silver lining for us at the White House Project is that, as Diane said, we are getting women in and training younger women at the local level. And so we actually can see a surge and a swell of what the pipeline looks like for those positions for the future, and that gives us a lot of hope.
Although maybe that pipeline is at foggy bottom. Both of you, before we take a break here, do you think Hillary Clinton is going to run in 2016, Tiffany?
No.
Diane Bystrom?
I don't think so either. I believe in what she says, and I don't think she'll run.
And do you buy this notion that we talked about a week or so ago, that Iowa doesn't elect women, so it's an uphill battle in Iowa?
I think it is a difficult culture here. I would say that if you look at state legislatures, which is kind of the common denominator that we can look at in all states and how they elect women, certainly Iowa just hovers right beneath the national average.
Well, let's talk process. So we're going to take a break here with Tiffany Dufu, president of the White House Project, and Diane Bystrom, director of the Center for Women and Politics at Iowa State University.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.